Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a message entitled, Why May 20th, 2018 is a Possible End Date. Yes, I've been asked, why do you see May 20th, 2018 as a possible end date? There are a number of reasons. First, it's exactly 7 years from May 21, 2011. This is exactly how long Ezekiel 39 verse 9 reveals to us that the elect would be spiritually burning up the weapons of Satan beginning from May 21, 2011. We read in Ezekiel 39 verse 9, "And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years." Let's consider this verse in more detail first, and then we'll discuss the 7 year period from May 21, 2011 to May 20th, 2018. We first read, "And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth." Israel, as we know, spiritually refers to the elect. And because the external representation of the elect was the corporate church, they too can be called Israel. But here, in this verse, Israel refers to the elect only, as we shall see a little later, and the cities of Israel refer to all the various spiritual places throughout the world where the elect are found. We can see, perhaps, a little more clearly what the cities of Israel refer to when we take a look at the spiritual meaning of Matthew chapter 10, verse 23. There we read, "But when they persecute you," that is, Jesus' disciples, "in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you," that is, to Jesus' disciples, "you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." Literally, this verse seems to say that Jesus' disciples will not have witnessed the gospel to all the literal cities of literal Israel until Christ come. But spiritually speaking, this is saying that Jesus' disciples will not have witnessed the gospel to all the spiritual places in the world where the elect are found until Christ come. This is because Israel spiritually refers to the elect, and cities spiritually refer to all the spiritual places where the elect dwell in the world, just as it did in our verse. So when our verse says, "And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth," it means that they that dwell in the spiritual places in the world where the elect are found shall go forth. And who is it that dwells in the spiritual places of the world where the elect are found? Why, it is the elect themselves, of course. Our verse then, which says, "And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth," simply means that the elect in the world will go forth. But what, according to our verse, will the elect go forth to do? In answer, we read, "And they shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves and the spears." Therefore, we are told that the elect will go forth to set on fire and burn the weapons of Satan and his people. But they are not literally setting the weapons on fire. They are spiritually setting them on fire as they proclaim judgment by the Word of God beginning on May 21, 2011. As we read in Jeremiah 23, verse 29, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? And we read in Isaiah 30, verse 33, for Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large, the pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. Now, since the breath of the Lord is equivalent to the Word of God, for instance, in 2 Timothy 3:16, we read all Scripture is God-breathed. This verse is telling us that the Word of God, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. That is, the Word of God, in declaring judgment ever since May 21, 2011, has kindled a fire. And it is the elect who, through their declaration of judgment through the Word of God, have spiritually set on fire all the weapons of Satan and his people. And as a result, all of Satan's weapons have been rendered useless by the fire. But now let's take a closer look at the weapons of Satan to better understand how they have been rendered useless by the Word of God, that is, the fire of Judgment Day. First, we are told that the shields and the bucklers have been set on fire by the Word of God through the elect. Spiritually speaking, shields and bucklers are for protection, and they represent Yahweh himself when applied to the elect, but they must represent the false gods of the enemy when applied to the non-elect. Now, in that the shields and bucklers represent Yahweh with respect to the elect, we can see in many verses. For instance, in Genesis 15:1, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. And in Deuteronomy 33, verse 29, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help. 2 Samuel 22, verse 3, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. And there are many more in the Psalms where we read in Psalm 3, verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler, that's the same word for shield, my shield, and the horn of my salvation. Psalm 18, verse 30 reads, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, that's the word shield again, to all those that trust in him. And as one more example, we read in Psalm 91, verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Here, his truth, of course, is the Word of God. And the Word of God is Yahweh. So this verse is really saying the same thing. Namely, that his truth, that is Yahweh, shall be thy shield and buckler. So what we can conclude then is that the shield and the buckler represent Yahweh himself as the shield and buckler of the elect. But what, then, do the shield and the buckler represent of the non-elect? Why, if they represent Yahweh with respect to the elect, then it follows that they must represent a false Yahweh with respect to the non-elect. And this brings us back to our verse. Let's read that verse once again. Verse 9 of Ezekiel 39, and they, that is the elect, that dwell in the cities of Israel, that is the spiritual cities of the elect throughout the world, shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. Now we know what it means that the elect will go forth to set on fire the shields and the bucklers. It means that as the elect go forth proclaiming the judgment of the Word of God, the spiritual fire, ever since May 21, 2011, the fire is burning up Satan's weapons. And two of those weapons are the shield and buckler, which represent the false Yahweh, Satan. As he spiritually destroyed the churches and set himself up in the churches as the man of sin from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. To the people in the churches, he was worshipped as Christ, but to the elect, they fled the churches in obedience to their Lord's command to depart out. And you can click on the link to see why all the elect have departed out from the churches. But now, ever since May 21, 2011, the shields and the bucklers of Satan's armies, who spiritually destroyed the churches, have been spiritually burned up and so rendered of no effect. What this means is that the ruler, the false Christ, Satan, has been made of no effect. In fact, he has been deposed from ruling over the churches any longer. And he has been cast into the spiritual fire that began on May 21, 2011, until when on the last day he will be completely annihilated forevermore in the lake of fire. Oh yes, he can still go about as a roaring lion and seeking whom he may devour, but he can no longer rule over the churches, nor over the world, as Christ has now come to take his place and rule the world with a rod of iron. And this rod of iron does not allow for the salvation of anyone else. This is, indeed, the day of judgment. Next, we are not only told by our verse that the elect shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the shields and the bucklers, but also the bows and the arrows. The bows and arrows represent the tongues and the words which come from the tongues, respectively. Indeed, the bow is the tongue, and the arrows are the words that come from the tongue. For instance, we read in Jeremiah 9, verse 3, "And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies." And in Psalm 64, we read, in verse 3, "Who whet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words." Furthermore, we read in Proverbs 25, verse 18, "A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul, and a sword and a sharp arrow." And finally, we read in Jeremiah 9, verse 8, "Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit." So, we can conclude that the bow represents the tongue from which the words come, and the arrows are the actual words themselves. What this means in our verse, then, is that the bows and arrows represent the deceptive words which go forth from Satan and his armies of people in an attempt to hurt, destroy, and kill, or deceive the very elect. But because these bows and arrows, deceptive words of Satan, have been burned up in the spiritual fire ever since May 21, 2011. They have been rendered of none effect. And we can understand just how they have been rendered of none effect, in that all the elect have now been saved as of May 21, 2011. And this now means that all of Satan's deceptive words used in an attempt to hurt, destroy and keep the elect from being saved are useless. They do not keep the elect from being saved because they are already saved. So in this sense, they have come to be of none effect. Yes, the bows and the arrows, the deceptive words of Satan against the elect, have been set on spiritual fire and burned up because all of the elect are now already saved, which makes the deceptive words of Satan and his armies to be of no effect in keeping the elect from eternal salvation. Now in our verse, we further read that the elect will set on fire the hand staves and the spears. The word here translated as hand staves basically just means war clubs, is found only here in the Bible. It's found only in one place, and so we have no help in discovering any spiritual meaning to it. On the other hand, we do find that the word translated as spears 15 times in the Bible, and some of these verses seem to infer that spears had to do with strength in battle. For instance, in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 8, we read, "And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the hold to the wilderness, men of might and men of war fit for battle that could handle shield and buckler." Actually, that's the same word for spear. "Whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains." In 2 Chronicles 11, verse 12, "And in every several city he put shields and spears, and made them exceeding strong." So it's like the spears made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. In 2 Chronicles 14, verse 8, we read, "And Asa had an army of men that bore targets and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bore shields and drew bows 280,000. All of these were mighty men of valor. So now in that the spear seemed to symbolize strength in battle, and according to our verse, the elect have set on fire and burned the hand staves, that is the war clubs, and the spears, it means that the coming of judgment beginning on May 21, 2011, Satan and his army's strength has been burned up. That is, it has been destroyed. And we can understand how this is because we know that Satan was deposed from both ruling over the world and all the churches. And he has been cast into the spiritual fire that was kindled by the Word of God on May 21, 2011. He now has no official rule whatsoever, but he is still able to harass and do certain things in the world until when on the last day he will be completely annihilated. But until then, we can say that Satan's strength has been destroyed because all the elect have become saved. This means that Satan's strength to frustrate Yahweh's plan to save all his elect has been conquered. And in this sense, his strength has failed him. It is as if it has been set on fire and burned. Never again will he be able to stop or hinder, or I shouldn't say he wouldn't be able to hurt God's elect in this world in any way. But he can't hurt them eternally in any way. He can't hinder the salvation of one of Yahweh's elect because they are all now saved as of May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began. And now they are simply waiting for the last day of Judgment Day when they will be changed into new bodies that are fit to live forever in the new heaven and earth that will be created by their Lord, Yahweh. Now, finally, we are told in our verse that they, that is the elect, shall burn them, that is the weapons, with fire 7 years. Which brings us to the main point of this message. Now, are we to take this literally and say that the elect will spiritually burn the weapons of Satan and his armies for a literal 7 years, from May 21, 2011 to May 20th, 2018? In my past study on Ezekiel 39:9, I concluded that the 7 years is spiritual and does not therefore represent 7 literal years, but there is reason to believe that the 7 years could possibly be literal. Here's why. The last day is when that which has been spiritual, namely Judgment Day ever since May 21, 2011, with the removal of salvation, Judgment Day is when this spiritual reality becomes literal. I mean, the last day, I should say, is when this spiritual judgment becomes literal and outward. It is when the unsaved are literally and outwardly destroyed, both in soul and body. And this world is destroyed by a literal fire. Currently, we can say that the unsaved are being destroyed by the spiritual fires of Judgment Day. But on the last day, what has been spiritual will become outward and literal. That is, that which is now spiritual, namely the unsaved, are being destroyed by the spiritual fires of Judgment Day, wherein there is no longer any possibility for their salvation, will become one with the literal when we will literally see that the unsaved are being destroyed by the literal and outward fires of Judgment Day. Yes, the last day is when that which has been spiritual becomes outward and literal. Now let's apply this knowledge to the 7 years. What is being said is that at this time we are in the period of time ever since May 21, 2011, wherein spiritual judgment as represented by 7 years has come upon the world. Since it is a spiritual period, we would think that we should interpret the 7 years to be spiritual and not literal, and therefore the 7 years should not be taken as a literal 7 years, but simply is symbolic of that period from May 21, 2011 to the end, however long that may be. In fact, the number 7 symbolizes perfection, and you can click on the link to see this, so that the 7-year period from May 21 to 2011 symbolizes the perfection of Yahweh's judgment, however long that may be. But now remember, on the last day is when that which has been spiritual becomes outward and literal. Therefore, it is the day in which that which is a spiritual and symbolic 7 years becomes an outward and literal 7 years. And the only date on which the spiritual 7 years that we are now experiencing will become or be equivalent to an outward and literal 7 years will be if the last day comes on May 20th, 2018, which is exactly 7 literal years from May 21, 2011. Let me say this one more time. We have already concluded that the last day is when that which has been completely spiritual up till now, that is the 7 spiritual years of Judgment Day ever since May 21, 2011, becomes equivalent to the outward and literal, that is a 7 literal years from May 21, 2011, which is May 20th, 2018. So herein we see some possible support for the apparent symbolic 7 years of Ezekiel 39:9 becoming a literal 7 years, and thus the end coming just 7 literal years from May 21, 2011, which means that the last day would be May 20th, 2018, and the first day of eternity in the new heaven and earth would begin immediately after. Now, besides being exactly 7 years from May 21, 2011, what else is so significant about May 20, 2018? Well, it just happens to be Pentecost. And you can click on the link to see that this is the case. It is Pentecost, which is the Feast of Weeks. In the Hebrew, it's called Shavuot, also called the Feast of First Fruits. This is quite amazing in itself. It is the time when a new age begins. Just like Pentecost of 33 AD marked the beginning of the new age of the gospel going out to the whole world, and that's in Acts chapter 2, so also Pentecost of 2018 would mark the beginning of the new age of life for the elect in the new heaven and earth. Pentecost, then, represents the beginning of a new age, and this seems to make good sense if it is that the new heaven and earth are ushered in on Pentecost of May 20th, 2018. So, once again, this adds some support for the end possibly coming on May 20th, 2018. Furthermore, it is interesting to note that the number 7 is being used to signify the final period of time on this earth. As was stated previously, the number 7 signifies the perfection of whatever is in view. Here in Ezekiel 39:9, it signifies the perfection of judgment on the world from May 21, 2011 to the end. But it also signifies completion, like as when the creation was completed in 7 days, or when a week was completed in 7 days, and so on. And yes, there are many more examples in the Bible where the number 7 signifies perfect completion of whatever is in view. And if you desire, you can look all these up for yourselves. But my point is simply that for the end of the world to come after 7 years from May 21, 2011 is quite fitting whether the 7 years of Ezekiel 39:9 ends up being taken literally or spiritually or both, as it would be if the 7 spiritual years of Ezekiel 39:9 ends up being equivalent to 7 literal years with the world ending on May 20th, 2018. Indeed, the number 7 signifies perfect completion, and we know that when the end does come, it will be the perfect completion of Yahweh's judgment plan, as well as the perfect completion of everything else. And if that which is now spiritual, that is the 7 years of Ezekiel 39:9, becomes one and the same as the literal, which we would expect with the coming of the literal destruction of the unsaved and the literal destruction of this entire world, then May 20th, 2018 could very well be the end. We should mention also that May 20th, 2018 falls on a Sunday, the first day of the week, the same day on which Christ was resurrected, signifying a new beginning in a similar way that May 20th, 2018 is on Pentecost, which signifies the coming of a new age, a new life in the new heaven and earth. So, is it just by chance that May 20th, 2018 falls exactly on Pentecost? Is it also by chance that it falls exactly 7 years from May 21, 2011, which signifies perfect completion? Is it also by chance that May 20th, 2018 falls on a Sunday? Which day of the week is when Christ was resurrected to a new beginning? Signifying on which day we would also be resurrected to a new beginning, namely on Sunday of that last day. Is it just by chance that the seven spiritual years of Ezekiel 39:9 represents the period of judgment from May 21, 2011 to the last day when that which is now spiritual, such as the judgment on the world with the end to spiritual salvation, and the seven spiritual years of Ezekiel 39:9 will become literal, as all the unsaved will be literally annihilated in the literal lake of fire that engulfs the entire planet on the last day, just seven literal years from May 21, 2011, which would fall precisely on May 20th, 2018. Well, in answer to these questions, we would have to say that none of this is by chance, of course, because all things work out according to the predetermined plan of Yahweh. However difficult it is for us to understand that, it is true. But is there enough support to say that the end will, for absolute certain, come on May 20th, 2018? I would say probably not. But there is certainly warrant for us to keep our eyes on this date, which we will do. Now to the true elect of Yahweh, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.